Degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Nashville's police chief quickly decommissioned a member of the city's SWAT team after he fatally shot a man on Saturday morning. Joshua Bainey has been with MNPD for 12 years. He fired three shots at 54-year-old Jason William Sexton. Police say the officer arrived to what was already an hour-long standoff with Sexton, who was holding a sword, arguing with officers, and keeping a woman in his car against her will. The newly arriving officer was told to use his police truck to block the vehicle. Instead, body camera footage shows he got out, took aim, and fired within 10 seconds. The Tennessean reports a mental health negotiation team was arriving when the shots were fired. Police had been seeking Sexton since the day before when he evaded arrest. A few hours before the shooting, police say he'd threatened a clerk at a gas station. A family member had called in concerns that he was dangerous. MNPD and the TBI are both reviewing the fatal shooting. Tennessee's Secretary of State is pushing for more universities to offer accelerated bachelor's degrees in 90 hours of coursework rather than 120. Trey Hargett's role also gives him a seat on the Tennessee Higher Education Commission, but he says he doesn't like the names some accrediting bodies are using for the programs, like abridged or reduced hour bachelors.
If you call it reduced hours, that tends to imply it's something that's reduced, less than. You know, if you see something that's at the grocery store, my wife brought something home yesterday, said, look, the price was reduced on this. I felt good about it because I'm a bargain hunter. But, you know, it might imply that, hey, this is not really up for prime time.
Hargett proposes focused bachelors. On an episode of This is Nashville, he said he's open to any better ideas. The National Weather Service says we're looking at major to extreme heat this week for Middle Tennessee as heat indices soar into the triple digits. That starts tomorrow. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.